currently tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM, located on the ancestral, traditional, and unceded territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. My name is Valley, like a valley but spelt a little bit differently, and I am going to be your host today. Today we are chatting with Dylan McDonald, also known as Field Guide, a Canadian musician who is playing locally here in Vancouver tonight at the Fox Cabaret at 7 p.m, and I really hope to see you all there. Before going to the concert, though, I am going to play a lovely interview that I was able to have with him yesterday, chatting not only about his current tour, current music, but also about upcoming music as well. Before we dive right into the interview, I am going to play my favorite Field Guide song. This is a song called I Don't Want to Waste Your Time, and then chatting with Dylan, Field Guide, and listening to more of his music. See you guys soon.
Looks like we'll stay together. I'll learn to use my mouth to tell you how I feel. It's important we remember if it all goes south. That's just how we feel. I don't wanna waste your time. I don't wanna waste your time. Come here, darling. Come here. The way we move together.
Hey.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you doing?
Doing pretty good. I love your gecko flag.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even notice. I'm just at they have a little apartment above the venue we're playing.
Oh, nice.
And it's actually really nice. In a nice room. Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's kind of nice.
It's like Africa themed.
It's kind of random. It's like, all like really interesting colors and.
Yeah, it's Sahara themed. Where?
Yeah.
Which city are you in right now?
In Penticton, BC.
Very nice. And make your way to Vancouver tomorrow.
Yeah, totally. Where are you? You're based in Toronto, though.
No, I'm in Vancouver.
You're in Vancouver. Okay, great. Nice. Are you able to make it out tomorrow?
I am. Watch
Amazing.
Out. I'll be in the back. I'll be booing. Just to keep you on your toes, you know?
Yeah, that's good. We need that. We need that.
Wonderful. Well, it is very nice to meet you. Thanks for coming out to chat. I thought I'd start out with a couple kind of intro, like funner questions. The first one being your musician name and your stage name is Field Guide. And I was reading that you found that name through a field guide of different trees, and I was wondering if you could write your own field guide about anywhere in the world or any specific species or plant or animal, which would you choose?
Mm. I have my folks have a little cabin in this on this really little lake called Ditch Lake in Manitoba. I made a bunch of music up there, and so I guess I'd do a field guide to Ditch Lake, telling you all the ins and outs and the secret little spots. And it's kind of yeah, it's a important little place to me, so.
That's very nice. Kind of along those lines, you mentioned Manitoba and you're from Manitoba. If you could be from, if suddenly Manitoba didn't exist and you were from any other province, which one would you choose?
Honestly, I would be pretty open to living in most of them. I think I like pretty much everywhere we go, I like. But I don't know. I don't know if I can give you one answer. I feel like for sure I've got a little bit of just like West Coast in me. I've like made so much music and recorded so much music out in Vancouver that it's, I don't know if I'd necessarily move, but it feels like a bit of a like second or third home. When we were driving through interior BC yesterday and we were going through just like Revelstoke and like even some like the smaller, weirder kind of towns in there, I was like, it would be kind of crazy to live here, and that it would be kind of cool. And I guess the other one too is I did live in Toronto for about a year and a half, and I really enjoyed it there too, and made a bunch of friends and stuff. So those are my three answers.
Okay, top three, top three. We love the top three. I'm always a big fan of top three. People are always like, what's your favorite? And I'm like, well, I can't always choose one. So it
Totally,
always needs to
totally.
be a top three. Obviously coming to Vancouver tomorrow, or I guess this interview is going to be aired tomorrow. So today you're in Vancouver. Wow,
I'm
welcome.
here. Yeah,
You know, you mentioned driving through the interior. You've been on this tour for a little while now. What are some of the highs and some of the lows of your little adventure?
not really any lows yet, honestly. I mean, this will be show four, so we're pretty early, but frankly, it's been sort of pleasantly kind of surprising. Just if sort of known that there's going to be, you know, at least a few handfuls of people in the cities, but it's, there's been many handfuls of people coming and a lot of them knowing the music and stuff like that. So yeah, it's just, has been, yeah, it's the first time, doing the headline thing. And so kind of almost forgot. I've been so used to sort of playing for really nice crowds and getting open for some cool artists, but you know, as the opener, you're always fighting a little bit for people's attention and whatnot. So to kind of get on stage and realize that, oh, people are here to hear these songs. Yeah, it's kind of crazy. I mean, you know, I guess makes sense. I've been putting a lot of music out and, you know, and trying to, and doing these support tours and things like that. But, yeah, it's kind of cool to see it come to fruition.
Definitely. And I think it'll be even better as the tour goes on. Maybe you'll, you know, recognize some people that were there when you were opening for other bands and just be like, oh, wow, you guys really liked it.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, shouldn't I guess be surprised? I mean, but it does feel a bit surprising in a way.
as you've mentioned, you've released a lot of music. You released music in 2020, 2021, 2022. And so there's actually a really great review of one of your albums from 2021. You know, it was written by this girl called Valley, you know, very well written.
Oh, amazing.
And one of the main things that I noticed, it was a review of Make Peace With That. Cool. Which is an incredible album, by the way. And
thank you.
Yeah, I really enjoyed listening to that one. And when I was like listening through those songs and kind of writing about it, I noticed that you write a lot about love. I've noticed that you don't really stick to one side of it. You're not like, I'm going to say like an Adele that is very like, oh, here are all like the sad and the down parts of love. And it's not only like, oh, a love is so great. And so I was wondering how you get that, I guess, well-roundedness in your music, where you're able to touch on, like, again, the highs and the lows of such an important topic and such a vulnerable topic as well.
I guess it's just, it's not always the case, but a lot of the songs do come from sort of just an emotional place and whatnot. And I think everyone kind of, you know, runs the gamut of those different emotions when it comes to love and relationships and things like that. So I guess it sort of just feels like a natural thing to kind of, anytime there's a strong emotion of any kind, to sort of channel it into music.
Mm-hmm. And so you've released back in 2022, well, back. It seems so far, but so close.
It does.
It's quite scary. But you released Field Guide. And so I wondered if you could tell us a little bit about the music and the topics that you hit in that album.
Yeah, that one definitely feels a little darker, I guess. Yeah, I mean, I think everything definitely too is really magnified by where that was in the pandemic, pardon the P word, hate to bring it up, but yeah, like I have kind of spent some time reflecting back on that time and just kind of like, you know, been sort of shaken up, realizing like, oof, like, boy, I was not in a great spot, you know, as many people were also, but, so yeah, I guess, you know, things were just a little darker at that point, and so I think the record sounds a little like that.
Nothing, babe. No, you don't want me, you just want my affection.
so you're going on this tour. Are you playing mostly music from that album? Are you playing a mix? What can people expect when they come to one of your shows?
Yeah, totally. It's actually pretty varied. We're doing even a couple songs off of my 2019 EP. We're doing a couple, like basically a couple songs from every era, pretty much. And then actually some new stuff too. I just finished up another record, just outside Vancouver, actually a couple weeks ago. And so, we're doing three or four kind of new songs too. So it's kind of totally across the board.
That's very exciting. Tell us more about that.
Nice. Yeah, I'm really excited about it. Actually, I've kind of been like on this sort of journey of just like learning how to record myself and get better at that. And pretty much, I guess, yeah, every record I've done, I've played, you know, a somewhat significant role in the engineering, like maybe doing a third or so all by myself. And then my friend Chris Ulrich, we've recorded a portion together, sort of in a collaborative way, and just have sort of been kind of building those skills. So this record was started with just with all these songs that I just made totally by myself, like really in my bedroom, and often like, you know, at night after a couple bourbons and like a couple spliffs. And I just spent a lot of time kind of being unsure, like sort of like, are these demos, like, are these good enough to sort of see through? And long story short, after like lots of encouragement from friends and whatnot, I kind of decided to just take them out. So I still like did track some other things in real studios and whatnot, but it's kind of the first record that I made mostly on my own. So and now that's kind of done, I'm through the madness of like being back and forth on it. I'm really, really excited about it.
That's really wonderful. Congratulations. That's a very, very
thank you.
Very important step. Do you think that the process of creating that mostly by yourself and really relying on yourself makes the music more important to you? Not that, you know, music won't be as important, but do you think that it makes the record that much more like personal and important to you?
I think there's an element of that for sure. I think that, maybe not necessarily more, but it does feel like it's highlighted in some way, just because I feel like I throughout the process got over a lot of sort of personal barriers of sort of confidence in my own engineering abilities and stuff like that. And so I think I'll always kind of reflect on it as like a bit of a win for just personally.
Definitely. It sounds quite cathartic in a way.
Totally. Yeah, it really is.
Everything that I got, 'cause I don't ever want. So I'm giving them my best shot.
And so on this new album, is it similar, would you say, to some of your older stuff, which is a bit lighter and maybe, as we were saying, like a lot focused on like love songs and like just the beauty and the not so beautiful sides of love? Or is it more of that like Field Guide album, which is a lot more like introspective and a lot, like you said, darker?
Mm. It's a lot more like rock and roll, honestly. Okay. It's like, maybe not rock and roll, but it's just a little bit like, a lot more up-tempo songs and, like, a fair bit more electric guitar and like synth bass and things like that. Yeah, a little bit maybe more playful, is a little bit dirtier for sure. Maybe just leaning a little bit more indie rock than a little bit less like folky per se.
Okay. And knowing that you were kind of in charge of more of the behind the scenes production elements and mixing, mastering, things like that, do you think that you went into your creative process differently than you would have if you knew that you had like other people stepping into those positions?
Totally. Yeah. I think I definitely pursued more of my own ideas and sometimes like sort of weirder ideas of like, oh, let's like take the drums out and record them through a guitar amp and then mic that up, and I'm gonna halfway through the chorus press a pedal and put this on it. Sort of things where maybe if you were with other people you'd be like, that's gonna kind of, I don't know if that's gonna work and it's gonna take a while. But when you're by yourself you're like, I'm not doing anything, so I'm gonna try this and see. I also just kind of did a lot of like, some of the songs I made the music like almost completely first, and then the vocals came after, whereas pretty much all my other stuff is like written with kind of guitar and singing at the same time. So that was kind of a fairly big change too.
Hope you know that you got me. I think of you in some. You got me in a dream last night. And seeing you have.
something to me. And I'm sorry, I didn't mean to hurt your feelings. Last summer when I told you I feel something for
So it's a bit more like creative liberty in that sense.
Yeah, totally. I think like with the Field Guide record specifically, I had been sort of trying to make that record for a while. I had like a really sonically, I had a really clear idea of how I wanted everything to feel, and I feel like I made some cool, interesting things along the way. But that was sort of like cool. This is sort of what I've done. And after that, I sort of threw, I mean, it's not like it's even wildly different than New Record, I don't think. But I kind of all of a sudden found myself in this place where I was like open to anything. I didn't have any preconceived notion of what it would sound like, which was really cool.
That is really cool. And can you give us any like spoilers about this album? Like maybe, you know, time frames or something that you're really proud of, maybe like a musical moment or a lyrical moment that people can look out for or listen out for?
True. I mean, lots of sneak peeks at the shows for sure, because we're playing a lot of tunes. But yeah, I don't know exactly what to say other than we're going to try and probably get it out fairly quickly. I feel like maybe we'll put a couple songs out in the fall and the record will come out in the new year, I guess. So in about a year from now.
Yeah, very exciting. Wonderful.
Yeah. I'm sure people will be
very excited to hear about that. And again, that's really great. That's a very, very lovely step for you to take and know that you can continue building on those skills and on that, you know.
Thanks.
Added talent, basically.
Yeah, figuring some stuff out.
Yeah. Well, with that, I will say thank you so much for chatting with me and see you tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah. Come say hi. It'd be nice to see you in real life.
Yeah. Oh, listen for the booze. I'm joking.
I will.
Okay. Wonderful. Have a great night. Ready. Have a great show
tonight. Thanks so much. Yeah. Thank you. See you tomorrow. Thanks, Valerie.
Feeling better. till I'm broken. You and I left some things unspoken. Half the time spent waiting to arrive. Yes, you were right. I wanna go through the days more slowly. I wanna talk to you more gently. I wanna figure it all out, but I don't think we ought to rush. I wanna spend more time together. I wanna get outside. The cards they dealt you. Take the time to work through the things that you gotta work through. Yeah, you gotta work through. I wanna go through the days more slowly. I wanna talk to you more gently. I wanna figure it all out, but I don't think we oughta rush. I wanna spend more time together. I wanna get outside in warm weather, and I wanna figure it all out, but I don't think we ought to rush. No, I don't think we ought to rush.
It was lovely getting to chat to Field Guide about music, about old albums and new albums as well, and most importantly about current shows. He is on tour and coming to Vancouver tonight at 7 p.m. at the Fox Cabaret, and I hope to see you all there today. With that, I will wish you a wonderful rest of your day, afternoon, evening, night, wherever you're tuning in from. You guys know the drill by now, but I'll see you soon. Bye!
Stay, it's not gonna work out. Thinking back to our first date, box of wine, kissing you on your red nose. It's important that you know I'm afraid. I get nervous when somebody says you're. You've got some things that you gotta work through. I understand, I'm working through them too. I day, it's not gonna work out. Thinking back to our first date, box of wine, and kissing you on your red nose. It's important that you know I'm a freak. I get nervous when somebody
I've been close for days. I can't tell if it's staying on.